This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is On Driven on Joy 94.9, the multicultural show with Leo and Hugh and our guest presenter, Kevin. On Driven represents peace and understanding in a multicultural LGBTIQ community. If you have comments on the program or would like to ask questions, you can contact us in the following ways.
On Facebook, you can search for On Driven on Joy 949, On Driven 949 on Twitter. You can also contact us via email on air at joy.org.au.
Hi everyone, I am a guest presenter on Orange Ribbon. My name is Kevin and studying journalism and media at Monash University. It is great to be back on today's show. Our guest today is Sebastian from Colombia. Sebastian is going to share his experience when he first came to Australia. Coming up is another great story on Orange Driven, Joy 94.9. So stay tuned for next hour on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Leo and Hugh, and our guest presenter today is with us again this week, Kevin. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
Now, today's show, we're actually going to be talking to Sebastian from Colombia for the first part of the show, and on the second part of the show, we're going to be talking to Kevin about his experience here at Joy 94.9 doing his internship. But for the moment, welcome to Joy 94.9 and On Driven, Sebastian.
Hello, how are you here?
You're very well.
That's good.
Now, Sebastian, let's start the show off by telling us where you come from.
I'm from Colombia. I was born in Bogota, which is the capital from Colombia, which is a big city.
I believe it's huge.
It is huge. The good thing, the funny part, is that Melbourne is 7 times bigger and we have like 7 times more population than...
My God, you must be living on top of each other.
I know. It's a huge city.
So what type of upbringing did you have? I mean, do you have a big family there or...?
No, my family is pretty small. My house, well, I live with my mom and dad and my grandmother, and that's it, and my cat.
And your cat?
Yes.
Okay. So, compared with Melbourne, what's it like living in your city?
I don't know. I wasn't like a city boy. I was living in the country a little bit, like from the side. It's like half an hour driving from the city. And I spent like pretty much all my time there. So I wasn't going to the city all the time. Mm. My school was locally, so I never get the chance to go all the time to the city. So that was good. Being here is different. It's a big city.
What does a country boy do? In Colombia,
it's not a country.
What is there to do in the country, though? Do you involve with sports? Do you have heaps of friends?
I was more into music stuff.
Okay.
So I started at a very young age, like playing violin and going to choirs and singing and going to the church and sing. So yeah.
So when did you first discover your singing voice?
When? I think I was about like 5 or 6 years old. And I was going, my neighbors, they were in a choir, and I used to go with them all the time when they're doing like shows. And and then I started like getting into it and I started like it, and I had a talk with the director from the choir, and then I joined them and I started singing with them.
And you loved it?
And I love it.
Coming from Colombia, is it a Catholic country?
It's very Catholic, so very conservative, yeah.
Yeah, so were you brought up a Catholic?
Yes, so like very strong.
Fairly strict upbringing?
Yeah, especially from my dad's side. My dad's side's very, very Catholic, yeah.
How does that affect you being gay?
I don't know. I think I got my own beliefs and I got my own God, and I probably could be like Catholic or whatever it is. Mm.
Because a lot of people who are brought up in a strict religion like Catholics.
Yeah.
And did you obviously went to a Catholic school?
Yes.
And then when they find out they're gay, suddenly sort of stray away from the church because the church...
Because I'm not accepted.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I never believe in that. So I'm still being part of whatever I am.
So did you say church wasn't a very big part of your life back then?
No. Not yeah. at all.
So did you have any the bad reaction in at your school when you was in high school?
No, I think I came out when I was in year 10. Yeah. So my last year of high school, which is grade 11, because we finished in 11. It was amazing. I think it was so cool with that. I came out with all my friends and it was cool. Yeah.
Were you surprised by that reaction?
Not at all, because they were my friends from all my life, so we all grew up together, so...
Do you think they knew before you did, perhaps?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. We'll come back to Sebastian's story very soon. This is Joy 94.9 Orange Ribbon with Leo, Hugh and our guest presenter, Kevin.
Welcome back to the Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 with Hugh and Leo. Now, if you want to get in contact with us this afternoon, you can do so. Email on air at joy.org.au. We always love to hear from you. Now, Sebastian, the music so far, Alicia Keys and that one, why are those tracks?
Alicia Keys, it was one of my favorite songs when I was in high school. And I love it with my best friend from high school. So he used to sing that song for me all the time.
He used to sing it for you?
Yes. Okay. and yeah, that's what I like. I like that song.
Okay.
And Lemon Tree, I think it was because it was the first song that I understand in English.
Oh, okay.
And I used to kind of like start singing because I understand the song.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, I like that.
Now, just one thing before we go back to your story. When you introduced us, Leo, now, I'm not giving you any trouble here, but we forgot to mention Kevin, our guest presenter.
Oh, sorry, Kevin. Now, Kevin is the whole show together today.
He's smiling again.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for putting the show together for us today, because you've done a really good job.
Yes, apart from being the guest presenter, Kevin's actually produced today's show as well. So, well done, Kevin.
Thanks.
Anyway, let's go back to Sebastian's story. Now, we were talking about religion and where you come from in Colombia. What you said at year 10 you realized you were gay?
When I was about 10, 11, yeah. I went to Catholic school, a boys' school. And I don't know, I just get into... I really like the boys.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell me older.
And it becomes that age when everyone starts like finding their own sexuality and stuff, and it was kind of exciting for me, like kind of something that I was like, oh, I want to know more. And
were you apprehensive? Did it frighten you a little bit? Or?
Not when I was that age. I think when I was like 14, 15, that's when it was gonna become like, oh, I'm a boy and start being the macho man, and you know. And I was like, no, I don't really want to be like that.
So when did your parent know you're gay?
That was a whole different story when I came out in 2005, when I was with my first boyfriend, and I keep lying to my parents, and then they found out, and then I came out.
How did you find out?
I had this habit that I never pick up my phone. So my parents used to always have my friend's number just in case I never pick up the phone. And I went out with my boyfriend, and I told my parents I was going with one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And mom was like, oh, okay, cool. Just give me your friend number just in case you never pick up your phone. And I was like, okay. So I called my friend and I said like, oh, by the way, I'm with you. And she was like, why? I'm like, oh, I'll explain you later. And then my mom rang my friend. My friend said that I already left. Like, that was like, oh, he's not with me anymore. My phone went off. So then I called my mom. I was like, hey, mom, how you going? And she's like, yeah, good. How are you? I'm like, good. Where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm with my friend. And my mom was like, but I just called your friend and she said that you're not with her anymore.
Busted.
And I was like, oh, okay. I think it's time to, you know.
To tell her.
Yeah.
And like, they accepted that okay for you, or do they...
Yeah, I think the first couple of days, they were, like, pretty shocked. I think my mom kind of knew it. And my dad, the first day, he was lovely. And I think I was like, oh, I got the best dad ever in my life. After that day, he becomes very angry and grumpy. And it was horrible for, like, 3 months.
So what you're saying is the first day, it hadn't really hit him what you had said.
Yeah, and he came from work early that day. And he sat down with me and we had a chat. And we talk, and he was like, oh, that's fine, blah, blah, blah. We all go through the same. And I was like,
oh, so he thought it was a phase you were going through.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then I don't know what makes him change. And then he changed.
He changed for the worse.
Yes.
When he came out of that, after that change, did he accept you more after a bit more time? Or is it still that way?
I think it took like about 3 months or more. My dad becomes very protective, and he was like picking me up from school, taking me everywhere, calling me every single like an hour. And then they start like coming like more relaxing and cooling down, and yeah, like nowadays my dad doesn't talk at all. He doesn't say anything.
Nothing.
He says that he knows that, but he never says anything. I think like 2 years ago when I went back home for a holiday, I was showing them some photos, and my dad was like, oh, that's a really nice photo. Who took that photo? And I was like, and then he was like, oh, is that the guy that you're going out? And I was like, yes. And I think that was the closest thing that he goes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the way that he's, like, checking on me, that I'm fine.
Mm. Does all your family know, or is it just your parents?
It's just my parents and my sister.
And how did your sister take it?
Oh, my sister's amazing. she's like my second mom. I don't know. She's fine with everything.
I take it she's older than you then?
Yeah, she's 10 years older.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you feel that you could turn to her at that time when you were coming out?
No.
No?
I don't know. Nowadays, I'm fine. And I kind of speak with her, like, more easily.
Mm.
Like, rather than with my mum.
Right.
Even though my mom is like always asking me like, oh, how is blah, blah, blah? How is your heart? How are you feeling?
Does your mother still go, have you found a nice girl yet?
No.
Oh, no?
I think she got the hope. That's every parent, I think.
Yeah. It's normal, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. So now you're obviously living in Melbourne. How are you finding, I guess, gay life in Melbourne?
I think I could be here myself. You know,
yeah.
I don't have anything to hide. And I'm always one of those persons who I don't care. And I'm really used to people talking behind my back. Because in Colombia, it's like that. But being here, I'm like, I'm relaxed.
So do you find it easier being here?
And
being gay than in your own country?
Yes.
But why?
A lot.
Why you choose the Australia as a place to study?
I choose Australia because it was far. It was far from home. And I think this is the farthest point that I can get.
How many times have we heard that?
I don't know.
More freedom there.
I don't know. I was going to go initially to the UK, but it was too expensive and I couldn't do it. So I ended up here.
Okay.
Your parents obviously know that you're happy here and everything's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
This is On Driven on Joy 94.9 with Leo, Kevin and Hugh, and we'll come back to Sebastian's story very soon.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Leo, Kevin and myself, Hugh. And our guest today is Sebastian, who comes from Colombia. Now, Sebastian, we were talking about where you grew up, and we've talked about religion and everything else and coming to Australia, but one of the reasons that you told us you came here, you feel safer here.
I do. I think news and all that stuff that you guys get here from Colombia is all about drugs and violence and not very nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Which in kind of way sometimes is true. It's been changing, of course. But yeah, like here I feel more safer. I know that I can walk on the street in 1 o'clock in the morning and nothing's going to happen. Well, of course, depends area.
No, depends where you are.
Yeah, like I think like everywhere. That's what I always say. Like it's like every city in the world. Like you should know where to go. But yeah, if you compare, it's more safe. it's more safe being here.
More safe in what case, or like everybody or in the homosexual?
I think it's less violence and it's criminal assaults and all that. Here you're not gonna get robbed every 5 minutes, which kind of happened there.
Were you ever robbed in
once? It was horrible. I was with my best friend and we got like a guy taking us apart, taking my wallet, my phone, everything out of me, and I was like, oh no.
What did you do with that?
Thank God the guy gave me back my wallet with all my change, so he took like all my cash and my card, but he gave me my wallet back, and I had some coins, so I had to call from a public thing.
That was nice of him to give me a wallet
back.
I was
like, oh, thank you very much. So I had to call my parents, and they came to pick me up, and we went to the police and put the lost property report and all that stuff.
It happened to me once, actually. Someone stole my wallet, but gave me it back. And they gave me it back by posting it. They put it in a mailbox.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
And it had my name and telephone number inside, and they left that in the wallet. And the post office phoned me and said, did you post your wallet by mistake? And I went to the post office and picked it up. The cards and the cash was gone, but I got the wallet back.
I think I've been so lucky here because I have lost my wallet 3 times in less than 1 year.
Oh, that's good.
And I always get it back. Always.
Yeah?
I lost it on a Friday night on Chapel Street. And it was raining and I got it back. Of course,
without
the
money?
Cash.
Oh, without the cash.
Without the cash and without my train ticket. I went up to Cairns and I just, like, leaving it up in the bar. I don't know where I put it. And then I got it back next day without the cash. And the third time, it was like a month ago, and I think I drove it out of the taxi, and I got it back with my cash.
Where's your cash?
Bars, you obviously like going out and stuff, but you prefer bars to nightclubs, yeah?
Yeah, I'm in the hospitality industry, so I'm kind of tired from people sometimes, so I don't want to be with people around me. So I'm more of a bar, lounge, sit down, have a nice drink. And
have a quiet night.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like an old soul.
do you mean the bar, normal bar or the gay bar?
I don't know. I do prefer go to straight bars. Yeah? Yeah, to be honest.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not very into the scene thing because I always feel like people is criticizing and things like that.
That's a common thing that people feel, is that everyone's looking at you, or everyone's thinking, oh, what's he wearing? Or it's just all superficial crap.
Yeah, and I'm like...
It is.
So I'm like, no. And from work, I finish work and then I go and have a nice drink across the road.
So you're a student as well?
Yeah.
But what are you working at?
I work in a restaurant on Chapel Street.
Okay.
What restaurant?
TGI Fridays.
No,
okay, I've been there a few times actually.
Well, next time, you know.
Now I know where you are.
So I've been working.
So it's noisy in there.
It's very noisy.
It's busy.
I'm with constant contact with people all the time. So the last thing that I want to do is being with more people around me.
So how long you've been working there?
2 years and a couple of months.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been in Australia?
4 years.
And
4 years.
What do you think about Australia?
I love it. I'm very happy. I think I'm doing everything that I want.
Mm.
I'm proving myself that I'm able to do a lot of stuff by myself.
Mm. Do you think you'll stay here after you finish studying, or do you want to go back to your own country?
Well, I'm open-minded, so whatever happens, happen. If I'm meant to be here, I'm here.
So did you meet anyone in Australia?
I have met a couple of people, but not yet. The one that makes me stay.
The one that makes you stay?
Yeah.
Like you haven't met him yet?
No, I haven't.
Right. So what happened to the ones that you did meet?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had any good luck, I think. I don't know. It's a lot of lies and a lot of really bad experiences. Couple of Australians and a Colombian guy. I don't know, but always ended up in the same way.
Mm. What's the difference between Colombian guys and Aussie guys? What's the major difference? You think, okay, that's it.
Well, passion.
Passion.
Yeah. I think we're very passionate. And I don't know, we are more like, I don't know, we feel things more strong than Australians, I think.
Ours is a bit more laid back. And
yeah, they're more laid back and they're more like relaxed and they're all in different things and whatever you want to do, fine. If you don't want, it's fine. And I'm like, no, you are together. So
I was told that when you came to Australia, you moved around a lot. Melbourne. Why?
I was like a gypsy. I don't know. I was moving around everywhere because we always sign leases for 6 months. We never extend the lease.
This is with your boyfriend, I take it.
Yeah, with my ex. And he always ended up fighting with my flatmates, and so I always kind of following everywhere. Mm.
Have you been interstate?
Been for holiday to Sydney, to Cairns, and that's it.
So between those three places in Australia, which one would you say?
I stay in Melbourne 100 times. Yeah.
Yay. Love that.
No,
yay.
It's funny because that's how I feel. I feel I came to Melbourne first, 20 years ago, and I've been to Sydney, I've been to all the different major cities, but I could always come back to Melbourne because it's such a nice city.
I'm excited because I'm going to Adelaide in 2 weeks.
Mm. Adelaide's beautiful. Yeah.
Never been there. So I'm really looking forward to see what happens.
Okay.
You're a big love of churches.
Yeah, that's everyone say, like, it's a lot of churches. I'm like, okay.
Well, I think it's time we had some more music. And when we come back, we're actually going to say goodbye to Sebastian. But for the moment, let's
introduce this track for us.
We're going to play Miracle Workers. It's a new song from Super Heavy, I think it's called. And I love it because it's Mick Jagger in it. And he's wearing a pink suit, and I love it.
Let's give it a whirl. You're enjoying me 4.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Leo and Hugh, and our guest presenter is Kevin. Before we move on to Kevin and talk to him about his experience at Joy 94.9, I'm just going to thank Sebastian for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for you guys. It's been so fun on being here.
Good.
It always like fun it. With us.
You know, it's always fun.
Yeah. We're happy chappies here.
Yeah.
But thank you, Sebastian. But don't go away. Stay on air with us. We're just going to talk to Kevin about his internship with Joy 94.9 and On Driven Team. So, Kevin, how has it been for you for the past, 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks,
So tell us.
In the past 5 weeks, actually, four weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah, so I have learned a lot of things from, especially from Hughes and other colleagues at Joy. And it's bring me more the experience from where I study the journalism subject and the media. So basically in the uni, we learn the theory, but in the practice, uni give us less opportunity to do so.
Right.
So
this has given you the opportunity to actually go live on air.
Exactly.
And get used to talking to the listener. And
And how interview technique and how we interrupt, how interact with other people.
I think you were right the first time, how you interrupt.
Come on. So coming into a radio station, what's the biggest thing that you've noticed that everyone is doing here? What do you think? What have you learnt from just observing what goes on in the radio station?
From my perspective, I think it's really from my perspective, I think it's really it's gained my for the script reading. I did one show when I was in uni, and the script. Exactly the same, like the script, the contact, and everything the same. But however, it's like we need to follow the order by order. We're not like pointing each other and then follow them one by one, but not like interactive.
Now, tell us, you come from Vietnam.
Yes.
Where about in Vietnam do you come from?
I live in South Vietnam, where my city is far from Ho Chi Minh. I think you know
Ho Chi Minh City.
Ho Chi Minh City. But my hometown is a little bit further out. So it's 100 kilometers from Ho Chi Minh City. Yeah.
So why did you pick Australia to do your studies?
Actually, I didn't say I pick Australia for my study, like I'll prefer for the in US, but I really got accept from uni, from the Monash Uni in Australia. So I say okay.
You actually started though in New Zealand, didn't you?
Yeah. I'll learn English and I'll learn from high school in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
So when I was there, like 2001, and then I'll stay in New Zealand for 4 to 5 years. And after New Zealand, I went to another country, which is Singapore.
Then Australia.
No, I'm from New Zealand. So yes. You studied in Auckland, was it?
Yeah, I stayed in Auckland for 5 years.
So what's your impression of Auckland in that time?
That time, I'm really, this case is like the Vietnamese boy and living alone when you go and package your everything and go away from your parents. And it's really got a hard time for me and the culture shock and the language communication barrier for me. And it's really, everything was totally different and changing when I first arrived in Auckland.
How old were you when you went to New Zealand?
When I was 17.
17.
It's pretty young, you know, and Auckland's quite a very vast range of Asian cultures as well. So
but
there's
the
a
Kiwi,
big Asian community.
But the Kiwi people are really friendly, I can say.
They are.
Yeah.
Of course we are, Kiwi. Jeez.
And was that time, especially for the overseas student. There wasn't many student or like overseas student, particularly for the Vietnamese. They really have like this small community, the Vietnamese.
Do you think that helped you, though? Because when people come here, and Vietnamese or Colombian or whatever nationality, you tend to stick to the people who speak your language.
I agree with that, yeah. And that's why I think it's like my parents sent me to New Zealand, because they say they think, okay, maybe New Zealand is a good place for you to learn English.
Right.
And I couldn't speak a word that time, yeah. I still remember I struggling with the word speaking and the contact and structure, the grammar. Everything.
Yeah, because in New Zealand they speak real thick all the time, eh?
What about you, Sebastian? Sebastian's still with us, by the way. What about you when you first came here? Could you speak English?
I did English for like 3 months. I kind of always understand, but I never speak.
Right.
So people was talking to me, I'm like, yep, nope, yep, nope. But I'd never be able like to say, like, reply anything. I made a mistake, and I think that's a huge mistake, sticking with the same people from your country. And I'm here, and I'm not living with Colombians. I don't do anything with Colombians. I'm so happy for that, because that gave me a chance to learn. And I was like, I'm going to the side of the world to be with Australians, to be with a different culture. Yeah. So it's no point for me to stay with Colombians, because for that reason, I'll go back home.
That's right.
And it's cheaper.
So for you, Kevin, it worked out to go to New Zealand where there wasn't many Vietnamese people, because you were forced to speak English then.
Yeah, and one major, I think, the way to improve my English, I stayed with homestay for 2 years. With Hamtai family for 2 years, and everything I can learn from them a lot.
Right. What about when you came to Australia? Was it another culture shock coming to Australia from New Zealand?
Not much.
Not much?
Yeah.
It's quite similar between Australia and New Zealand, though.
Is it?
It's pretty similar. I think in Melbourne here, we probably have more of a stronger Italian Greek community, but we also have a huge Asian culture as well, from Vietnam, China, Singapore, all cultures. And that's one thing that I love about Melbourne, is it is so multicultural, and you can learn so much and experience so much, because there is so many different cultures here.
I agree with that. Yeah,
but you still have a lot of Vietnamese friends here.
I don't have many Vietnamese friends. Yeah. Because I went to uni and I stick with my local, the Aussies.
The Aussies. But your girlfriend, and this is one thing that I was going to bring up, but your girlfriend is Vietnamese?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. That's the incredible thing about Kevin, is he came here to Joy 94.9 to do his internship, but he's actually straight. And this is one thing about Joy 94.9. We welcome everybody. Yeah. You know,
which is totally fine with us. I'll tell you what. We welcome everyone here. Straight, gay, bi, trans, whatever we want to be.
That's it.
Just be yourselves.
But a question for you, Kevin. Coming into a gay and lesbian radio station, a straight guy, a good-looking straight guy.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Have you felt a little bit strange, or is everything being fine?
No, I didn't feel anything strange or... that wouldn't be problem for me, actually, I can say, because our thing is like I've been to overseas and I've seen like the people like gays and lesbian or envy like different gender or the sexual. Mm. So I think it's like really fine for me for the way who I am and the way people who they are, and I think they have like different the you cannot really discriminate them because they are gay or they are lesbian, you know, it's like that's really hard to compare to the other. You don't know the other for like the criminal person. That is more to be aware.
That's amazing, Kevin. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And Kevin is actually a member of Joy 94.9 as well.
Yes, I am.
He's done a lot at the station. He's done induction with me one Sunday for 2.5 hours. And you become part of the family, basically, haven't you?
Yeah. I can feel it. Like, Joy 94.9 is like kind of like big family, go in, go out, everybody smiles, say hi. And
and there's so much to learn here as well, because not only is there on-air presenting, there's also podcasting, there's also editing, there's also, you know, producing, and Jace does the IDs and things, so that there's a whole different departments in Joy that you can learn from.
Producing the two shows that you have, how did you find it? Was it easy or were you struggling?
I wasn't felt it's easy for me to do it without your help. So
yeah, the many phone calls and emails and that's one thing about Orange Driven. We actually produce the show ourselves. We all produce one show or two shows, whatever it may be, and Kevin, and he's done a very, very good job, he's produced two shows for us, and it's not easy, and coming on air and presenting, it's not easy as well. So I think he's done very well,
and I really love the fact that Joy 94.9, they have the Orange Ribbon, the program for the bringing up the multicultural in our society, where the people, they don't really aware of that, and because the Melbourne or Australia is the big, the whole multicultural society.
It is. Yeah. Okay, let's have some music. And this music, it's actually Kevin's choice. And after this, we'll get him to talk about it.
Welcome back to the Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 with Hugh, myself, Leo, and Kevin. Massive thank you to our special guest today, Sebastian. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me here. It's been so good.
Fantastic.
It's been really nice talking to you, Sebastian. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks to you guys.
And thanks to Sebastian be part of my interview.
It was fun when I came to the first interview, and now the real interview
for the listener, I'll explain what Sebastian's talking about. Before we actually interview anyone on Triven, we interview them a couple of weeks beforehand just to make sure we have the story, and it's going to be a good story, and so we only bring the good ones on, basically.
We do. Now, getting back to Kevin, obviously future plans for you now you've finished, well, not finished at Joy, but this is your last show with us.
Yes, but I hope I can continue to
work. Yeah, and Kevin's going to hang around a little bit.
Fantastic.
And he's going to continue producing shows, aren't you?
Yep, I am. I will.
And you want to get into radio here as well?
Yep.
So what do you want to do in radio?
A presenter, producer show, like
fantastic.
You guys.
Fantastic. Cool, we are in the right place for that, I tell you that now.
I think I'm going to change my career now.
Yeah, Sebastian's got smitten by radio now.
Yeah,
So, out goes hospitality, in comes radio. Okay.
Well, that's on Driven for another week. Our thanks to Sebastian and Kevin for coming in and chatting with us today. And as Kevin said, he is going to hang around, so you'll probably hear from him again in the near future.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.